Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
New Scientist on the 22nd of June 2019. Just reading through it for cognitive rehab, just to get through. And we'll read the very first thing, which is the, the editorial. Your incredible brain, and it will be by the editor, of course. The awesome lump between our ears is hard to fathom, and it's fantastic. Wow, wow, wow. Physicist Esmond Pugh once said that if the human brain were so simple that we could understand it, we would be so simple that we couldn't. Thankfully, the complexity of our brain is so great that we are not simple, and neither, therefore, is the task of understanding it. Oh, wow, that's sort of a stupid piece of logic if I've ever heard it. However, it can feel like a Herculean feat to establish even basic facts such as how many kinds of brain cells we have. I think there's 5, but let's see. Our latest attempt to count them suggests there's 75 types just in the neurocortex, the area responsible for our most advanced thought and behaviour. That isn't to say that our efforts to unravel the brain's mysteries are in vain. See page 45. Despite Spew's observation, we're learning even more about how the 1.5 kilogram lump of tissue that flutters and crackles inside our skulls comes up with our most elaborate and even annoying behaviours. Yet, each new insight raises more questions and also casts age-old problems in new light. Breakthroughs in understanding how our brains stitch together our perception of reality are redefining what it means to be conscious. They also highlight the persistent power of the mind, even cases when our bodies hide all signs of awareness. See next week's issue. We don't appear to be heading towards a world full of jars full of brains, the bodies discards just yet. Just that, though. Our brain-body connection has never been so robust. Gut thinking is no simple turn of the phrase. Microbes in our intestines affect our risks of neurological conditions and influence our mood and mental health. When it comes to preventing cognitive decline, physical activity is paramount. Still, let's not reject a sci-fi future entirely, we know. For instance, that magnetic stimulation can have many uses, from treating depression to supercharging our brain's processing power, effectively making us smarter. The human brain has many more revelations in store, and they may require us to rethink old ideas or correct our assumptions. But that should come as no surprise. After all, between our ears lies the most complex object in the known universe. What a load of palaver. I hate people going, oh, we humans are so fantastic. Okay, melting ice in Greenland. This month has seen temperatures tens of degrees higher than normal in Greenland, reports Michael Laplage. This extraordinary photograph, and I'll just describe it, dogs just going through melted ice in Greenland. This is a beautiful blue sky. It's actually look quite warm. This extraordinary photograph was taken by climate scientist Stefan Olsen of the Danish Meteorological Institute on the 13th of June. With the help of local hunters, his team was retrieving instruments from the sea ice in Ingolfjord Fjord in Greenland. The dogs are running on sea ice, which is still 1.2 metres thick. Sudden warming caused the surface to melt and form a shallow layer of water on top of the ice below. Quote, the photograph documents an unusual day. I learn now that it is even more symbolic than the than scientific to many tend to agree. Olsen tweeted after the image went viral online. This June has been seen temperatures more than 20 degrees Celsius above normal in Greenland, leading to extensive surface melting across large areas of the ice sheet on the vast island, as well as on the sea around it. According to the National Snow and Ice Data Center in the US, more than 40% of the ice sheet surface was melting at one point. which is the highest level recorded at this time of year. The highest level of surface melt at any time of year was in July 2012, when 97% of the ice sheet was melting. Greenland's ice sheet, which contains more than 3 kilometres thick of in places, holds enough water to raise global sea levels by 7 metres. According to a 2012 study, all this ice will melt if the world keeps warming. The loss of more sea ice each summer, by contrast, doesn't raise the sea level, but it just gets replaced by dark water and reflects less sunlight, which results in yet more warming. Oh yeah, okay. A feedback loop that adds to the temperature rise across the Arctic. There is growing evidence that the Arctic warming is leading to a more extreme weather across the Northern Hemisphere by altering behaviour of higher level winds known as the jet stream. So you can see that a local thing, which you can say, and it doesn't matter, has a global effect in the area in terms of the amount of heat, you know, what's been deposited into the Arctic as opposed to being reflected into space, is greater now you have the sea covering. Microbe mix may prevent asthma, by Chelsea White. Children who grow up on farms have a lower risk of developing asthma, and now it seems it may be due to microbes that can also be found in non-farm homes. Kira Javin at the National Institute of Health and Welfare in Finland and his colleagues studied about 400 children who lived in farms or in rural, urban or suburban homes. Well, that's about 40 of each, I suppose. No, it's 80 of each. They found that those who grew up on farms had the lowest risk of developing asthma, but children raised in non-farm homes with a similar mix of microbes to the farm also had a lower risk. There you go. Evolution of puppy dog eyes by, we don't know, someone called MLP. Human selection has seen dogs evolve a muscle that allows expressive faces. It means that they can lift their inner eyebrow, making their eyes appear larger and their faces sad, similar to puppy eyes look for dogs. Julian Kremansky of University of Portsmouth, UK, and her team dissected 6 dogs and 4 wolves, none of which had died for the study. Okay, they were dead anyway. All but one dog had a muscle on the inner side of the eye near the nose, but none of the wolves had it. Kremansky thinks it's a muscle that evolved because people favoured dogs that could make this expression. Well, I like how they can do it. They say, what does the researcher think, so they can't get it. Forced organ transplants. Let's see who wrote this. By Claire Wilson. Inquiry suggests prisoners are still being used as organ donors in China. Executed prisoners are still being used as organ donors in China, according to an inquiry set up by the campaign group. The Chinese government... The only problem here is that if there's a commercial value in killing you, you sort of makes that death sentence a bit harder going home. Falun Gong belief system is banned in China. I'll catch you up. Executed prisoners are still being used as organ donors in China, according to the inquiry set up by a campaign group. The Chinese government previously said it had stopped the practice about 4 years ago, but this week, the chair of the tribunal, Jeffrey Nice, said he believes it's still widespread. The inquiry in London was initiated by campaign group, the International Coalition to End Transplant Abuse in China, so the ICETA, and has no legal power. It was asked to investigate whether some hospital in China is still boosting supplies of transplant organs from prisoners, and whether these include political prisoners and members of ethnic groups as the Uyghur Muslims and followers of the Falun Gong, a belief system banned in China. The tribunal heard evidence that some hospitals in China offer organ transplants with very short waiting times. This would be impossible without a large bank of people with known tissue types who can be killed to order, said Anise, a former UK judge. The tribunal was told in 2018 probe, the World Organization to Investigate Persecution of the Falun Gong, researchers pretending to be doctors rang up senior transplant doctors in Chinese hospitals to try to book transplants. Some were offered waits as short as 1 or 2 weeks. In 9 of the 12 hospitals, doctors verbally confirmed that their organs would be sourced from Falun Gong members. Oh dear, that would make you upset, wouldn't it? Some websites advertise English or foreign patients to visit Chinese hospitals for transplants, says David Matras, a Canadian human rights lawyer. Selling organs to foreigners is against an international convention known as the Declaration of Istanbul. This was the Stress Convention, I remember that. People who have been released from detainment camps in China testified at the inquiry. Some said they have been forced to have medical checks of their internal organs, such as ultrasound scans. However, all this evidence is circumstantial, and no one has directly observed or proved that the transplant of organs is still being sourced from prisoners. There have been similar claims for decades that prisons are being used for organ donors in China. Several thousand transplants are reported in the country every year. Yet until recently, there was little public understanding of the concept of brain death, says Job Lev, an Israel heart surgeon who is a member of the campaign of doctors against the forced organization organ harvesting. In other countries, almost all transplants come from people who end up brain dead, but this accounts for less than 1% of all deaths, which is why organs are such a scarce commodity. In about 2010, medical staff in China began to be trained how to recognise brain death. Around this time, public campaigns to get people to register as voluntary organ donors began, and the Chinese government said organs stopped being taken from prisoners in 2015. But early this year, Levy and two colleagues posted a study online suggesting that there are anomalies in China's own transplant figures. For example, they said, during the period of 2016, there were 640 transplants reported, yet only 30 recorded voluntary donors. Well, I don't know what you could do. You could get 20 organs, 10 organs a donor, 20 organs a donor would get you up there. This would mean that each donor yielded a medically impossible average of more than 21 organs. In UK, the average figure is about 3. Wow. The Chinese government always follows the World Health Organization guideline principles on human organ transplants and has strengthened its management on organ transplants in recent years. A spokesman from the Chinese embassy in London said in a statement, "We hope the British people will not be misled by rumours." A persecution of minorities. Oh, God, it'd be so scary. Patrick Poon of Amnesty International said that his organisation has been unable to confirm if executed prisoners are still being sourced of organs in China. Quote, "We do know that political prisoners in China are subject to horrific abuses, and we are particularly concerned the internment of up to a million Uyghurs, I think they're called, and other Muslim ethnic minorities," said Poon. However, Nice's China Tribunal found this week that there isn't enough evidence to determine whether organs are being taken from Uyghur people interned in re-education camps. But the inquiry said there was enough evidence to conclude that forced organ harvesting has occurred for years in China, and the Falun Gong practitioners have been one and probably the main source of organ supply. Adrian Sharif, a British kidney surgeon who is another member of the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, says transplant doctors from other countries should refuse to collaborate with the Chinese colleagues until unethical practices stop. Okay, our galaxy's central black hole is oddly quiet. Now We May Know Why, by Leah Crane. The Milky Way's supermassive black hole is eerily quiet, rarely devouring anything. Now it seems that magnetic fields at the centre of our galaxies could be responsible by steering gas and dust into orbits around the black hole rather than allowing them to drop in. Darren Dowell of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and his colleagues used cameras aboard the agency's Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, SOFIA, which is a telescope on a high-flying airplane, to look at the infrared light from the centre of the galaxy. This sort of light completely blocked by the Earth's atmosphere, so the only way to observe it is to fly high above the ground who use the space telescope. Infrared light, the team observed, was emitted by grains of magnetic dust, or magnetized dust. They say magnetic dust, floating amid the dust in the central 16 light years of the galaxy. 16 light years is nothing. Oh my god, that's so far. The grains align with their long axes perpendicular to the direction of the magnetic field, which leaves an observable signature in the light they emit as they spin. Wow, I wonder what that means. The signatures show that the grains are arranged in a sort of spiral pattern, so that the Milky Way, similar to that of the Milky Way itself. For many years, we have studied high-resolution structure of the gas in this region, the mini spiral of magnetic center, but we've never had the ability to probe the magnetic field with such fine scales, said Cornelia Lang of the University of Iowa. The strongest force in this location is gravity from Sagittarius A star, the Milky Way's supermassive black hole. Even though the magnetic field is weaker than the gravity, the team found that it's strong enough to overcome the turbulence in the dust and gas and shepherd them into a spiral shape observed. The spiral eventually brings debris into orbit around the black hole, says Dale. He presented the work in a meeting of American Astronomical Society in St. Louis, Missouri. So I suppose it's more that the particles are still falling rapidly, but the magnetic thing is like a traffic cop, as far as I would see. But it seems like, let's see, we're 16 minutes, but it seems like the magnetic field isn't funneling the material directly into Sagittarius A star. So that's sort of like, it's interesting it's got an asterisk to say that it's an object, but it's not a star, it's a black hole, which very rarely eats anything substantial. We know that this is because we almost never see the bright outburst that a curved matter falls into a black hole. Instead, it seems to be channeling the gas and dust away from the black hole's event horizon, a boundary around the black hole, which is beyond which nothing can emerge. Magnetic fields are constantly shifting, so if a field in the galaxy center changes shape, Sagittarius A could start feeding again. This is Sophia team member Joan Schmelz. That would shake up the Milky Way, resulting in huge amounts of radiation and powerful winds that could blow material right out of the galaxy, a phenomenon we have seen in other more active galaxies. Yeah, so we see this galaxy and a huge pin, you know, galactic-sized pin of radiation out of it. Thankfully, Earth is far away from the galactic center and wouldn't affect us, said Farad at the Northwestern University, Illinois. Well, I suppose if it does affect us, it would say there would be a bit of a killer. Okay, Psychology by Jessica Hamilzu. People with narcolepsy seem to be more creative. So narcolepsy is where you fall asleep, daydreaming, I suppose. Living in the border between wakefulness and the dream world may do wonders for our creativity. People with narcolepsy are excessively sleepy during the day and can often drift off. Isabel Alves, who treats narcolepsy at Saint Peter Hospital in Paris, noticed her patients seem remarkably creative. Many of them are artists and poets, for example. Even when they were sitting in the waiting room, they would be doodling and writing, she says. Arnulf and her colleagues asked 185 people with narcolepsy to complete a questionnaire designed to test creativity. They compared the result with 126 people who didn't have the condition. 30 volunteers from each group also undertook a creativity test, which involved trying to find new solutions to problems as well as creative writing and drawing. People with narcolepsy did better on every measured aspect of creativity. For instance, when the participants... Oh, this is just so weird. The people with narcolepsy who get treated, is it people who present to hospitals for any condition? I don't know. It would be my thing. We're asked to come up with a story that ended with the words, "And the last apple fell from the tree." Most composed a version of... include Adam and Eve, Isaac Newton, or the end of summer. But the most creative responses came from people with narcolepsy, including a story about trees joining a strike initiated by animals who decided not to feed humans anymore, and another about a bulimic worm called Jean-Jacques. Anulf thinks this could be because people with narcolepsy experience an unusual sleep cycle. A typical cycle begins with a period of non-REM sleep, but people with narcolepsy usually fall straight into REM sleep, a period when we tend to experience vivid dreams. Penny Lewis at the Cardiff University in the UK agrees, we think that REM sleep helps you make links between things that are not obviously linked. And that's what creativity is all about, she says.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.